delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
We talk a lot about the funding of education in America. I don't know if we talk about it, we argue about it. One side demanding more money all the time, another side saying how much money do you need, and saying we spend more than everybody else. But discussions of school funding can create more confusion than clarity, that is for sure. You know, funding flows from different sources. Where does it come from? Is it the lottery? Is it property taxes? Is it the tooth fairy? I don't know. That's why I've got Ben DeGroe here, the Director of Education Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
All right, so some people say, I'd say how it works, some people say it doesn't work very well. But how does it work, Ben? Please educate us a wee bit so we can figure out how to do better.
Yeah, well, first of all, I would recommend people go see our new report, How School Funding Works in Michigan. But it is, and people talk about a school funding system, there really are, it's really kind of confusing because it's really multiple systems. You got local property tax dollars that cover operations and building expenses, but only go to the conventional school districts, not the charter schools. And then you got a state formula called the foundation allowance. That's the number we often see cited in the media. But there's also all kinds of other state dollars that go to all sorts of projects for education. And then that doesn't even include the nearly 10% of funds that go from the federal government. So it's a lot of moving pieces, and we wanted to make it simple so people who want a clear picture of how schools are funded in Michigan can at least get a better grasp of that.
All right, so let's talk about how is it working. Let's talk about, give me the main sources of funding, how it works, who foots the bill, who gets the benefit, and is it a good model that we have?
Who foots the bill? So most of our dollars are coming through the state treasury through something called the school aid fund, and that's that was a conscious decision set up when the state adopted Proposal A back in the 1990s. And the school aid fund is made up of a whole collection of different taxes: a six mil property tax, sales tax is the big piece, income tax, lottery, and lots of other funds. And that will go to fund the main part of the formula that funds kids in schools across Michigan. When you see that's the foundation allowance figure, that's $7,600 per student that most districts get. That's where it's coming from primarily. So, who gets the benefit of the dollars? Well, that's that's a different question, and one that goes kind of beyond the scope of our project here, but some of other research we've done will show that there's little connection between just putting more money in and getting results, partly because it is such a complex system.
Yeah, it's very complex, and the use of the foundation allowance, the revenue stream that comprises the bulk of the operating money for 540 conventional school districts and 300 public charter schools. It's still confusing to me because, people, as you know, on both sides of the aisle, one side usually screaming for more money, another side saying you've got plenty of money, use it better. And then you've got a confusing funding system that creates for a lot of discord and rancor, does it not?
It certainly does. And then we look at how much we're spending now just on, the average student across Michigan, just on the operations of a school district. It actually ends up being more than $12,000, which is a lot more than that foundation allowance, if you just look at that piece. But it's because if we tried to figure out, one side saying we need more money, but the other side says you got enough, and how do you know if we want more money, where in the whole scheme of formula and all these different pieces would you put that funding in hopes of actually making a difference? And hopefully our report at least shines a little bit of light on that.
So you hope to bring some clarity to it, but let's be fair. I mean, don't take it wrong, Ben. You did a lot of work here, and I appreciate that, and a lot of people do. I don't think a lot of people are going to read this report, so we have to boil it down. We have to say, here's where it's complex. Here's where we can simplify. Here's where we can be more efficient, because I'm going to guess in a system this complicated, there's a lot of inefficiency. Is that a fair guess?
Yeah, it is a fair guess. Naturally, there is. I mean, there's quite a bit of inefficiency in the way we've set up the funding system for education, and I don't expect the average person to pick it up and read it. But if engaged, informed citizens find it helpful, that's great. And if some of our lawmakers who are voting on these school funding issues got a little value out of it too, that'd be a benefit.
That'd be the important people to read it. The people that are the elected representatives of the people to read and understand. And the inefficiencies, if we simplified the system, would it be better ultimately for the kid that's sitting in class somewhere in the state of Michigan?
Well, I think if we were to look at one key simple way we could improve the system, it would be to make sure more of the dollars could, and the whole formula would be attached to the individual student, so that the district or school or whatever that's that they've chosen or that's serving them would have all the incentive to make sure they're doing everything they can to serve that student, so they're not losing them. So putting more dollars attached to the student and letting those dollars be used more flexibly by the student probably is the best hope we have for improving how the school funding system could work.
See, so there is one. There are ways to improve what is going on. Ben, where can people find it? If they're interested in looking at the report, giving it a perusal, where would they look? Where would they go?
Yeah, it's featured on the front page of our website, mackinac.org, and that's mackinac.org.
Ben DeGrill, thank you so much. Director of Education Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. It's a complex issue, Ben, and we appreciate you diving in for us and taking a look around there in the darkness.
Thanks very much.
All right, there you have it. Ben DeGrill here on the program. Still to come today, we'll have Congressman Tim Walberg. In fact, I think had a suggestion from a couple of different folks that maybe we could pose some questions from you, the listeners, to Congressman Walberg today. See if he can field some live questions, some fast, high, hard balls from you, all right? We'll be right back.